96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This is every parent's nightmare. Your child vanishes without a trace. This issue has shaken D.C.'s black community recently as it has become acutely aware of hundreds of missing black girls. Last night, D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsom spoke at a packed and emotional town hall meeting in Southeast.
The difficult thing is some of these kids do go missing multiple times. But like I said earlier, when they go missing, guess what? You have a child out there, and there are people in our community that will prey on those children.
We are looking at this issue in depth tonight. My guests are Onari Lene. She is a youth advocate and founder of Healing Broken Wings Incorporated. Derica Wilson is co-founder of the Black and Missing Foundation. And Valencia Harris is the mother of Unique Harris. Unique vanished from her home 6 years ago. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Derica, let me start with you. Why does it seem that this situation has blown up all of a sudden when this has been a longstanding problem?
Yes, it definitely has been a longstanding problem, and thank you for covering this. This is something that we have been tracking for some time. This has been an ongoing trend. But I think the outrage that the community is seeing, or what law enforcement is seeing right now, is the fact that so many of our kids are going missing every single day, and they're using social media to get this information out there. I do applaud the Metropolitan Police Department's efforts in making the community aware, but they do deserve answers because, you know, the website not being transparent to what the real issues are is a little disturbing.
What are the real issues? What are we missing?
The real issues is, we have people going missing at an alarming rate. Just in a country period, nearly 40% of persons reported missing are persons of color. And to see that all of these youth going missing in the same day or days apart, but not just that. I mean, you have Valencia Harris sitting right there. Her daughter's been missing for 6 years. You know, she went missing while her two boys slept in the next room. We have Pamela Butler and Relisha Rudd. There's so many different faces out there in the community. They were not aware that this was an epidemic happening in their own backyard.
Mm-hmm. Onari, you were at the meeting last night?
Yes, I was.
Tell me about that in brief. What was the tone of the meeting? Do you believe that the packed house was getting the information that they wanted from the mayor and from the police and the other city officials there?
The reality is, I think they just don't have the answers. What they were giving people was what they had. It sounded as though it was a rehearsed speech of some sort, not because they don't want to give it to them, but like they stated over and over and over again, you have children who have repeatedly run away, and you have children whose families are not saying that they're missing in an accurate amount of time. The reality behind the climate of the community is that they're scared, they're angry, they're fearful. And so when they get that chance to speak, it turns into a shouting match sometimes because they don't really know how to communicate properly. I'm scared for my children to walk down the street to school. It turns into, I'm angry at the mayor, or I'm angry at the police chief, or I'm angry at Chanel Dickerson because she's not giving me what I want. Mm-hmm. But there really is not a definitive answer in my book, because what they want to know is, how do we stop the problem?
And for those who aren't familiar, Chanel Dickerson, the new commander of the division that tracks missing youth for the Metropolitan Police Department. Valencia, talk to me about Unique and what you believe happened to your daughter? She wasn't a teenager. She was a young adult, and she was a mother of two.
Yes, my daughter was 24 years old at the time, and she's now 31. She has two sons that were definitely in the apartment with her when this happened. They were in a bedroom in the apartment sleeping, and apparently someone came into her apartment somewhere after the hours of 3 a.m. and abducted her and removed her from her apartment. And I say that my daughter could not have left her apartment on her own because Unique wears eyeglasses. And she's very reliant on her eyeglasses. The earliest incidents we had with her vision was when she was like in the first or the second grade, where I had to start buying her glasses. And so I know what her vision was like. And, you know, that was kind of like, you know, a key point to me, because where could she go without her glasses? Mm-hmm. And here I am, you know, 6 going on 7 years later, still saying the same thing. My daughter did not leave on her own. And, you know, it deserves, you know, all the attention that it can possibly get.
202. Hold on for a second. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about D.C.'s missing black and brown girls issue here in the District of Columbia. There was a town hall meeting in Southeast D.C. last night. Packed house. The mayor was there. Police chief. Other city leaders were there. A lot of concern, a lot of fear, not only for parents, but also of young black and brown girls here in the district. Let me go to the phone lines. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Mike, calling from Southeast. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
First of all, Harold, I want to say thank you for at least bringing this emergency topic on your show, because this has been past overdue. It's no secret that it's been a lot of missing children in the District of Columbia for years, and you know, it seemed like the city leaders, you know, they either move slowly about this or barely, you know, move at all. And you know, Relisha Raw first woke up a lot of people of this problem that has been existing in the black community for years, a young girl that's missing. And the reason why, in my opinion, that a lot of parents were outraged, and I don't blame them, being a parent myself, is because it's like the black life is not really respected. And if this was a bunch of white girls missing from the District of Columbia, they would have shut this entire city down.
But hold on, Mike. Mike, I got to take exception with that issue because you talked about Relisha Rudd. Relisha Rudd did shut the city down. Everybody was looking for Relisha Rudd. Hold on, because that's the example that you used. And you know, and I do want to be, you know, certainly fair, because in that case, Kathy Lanier, who was a police chief at this time, we were flooded with information. And I must say, I was the one who broke the story about the man who was suspected of killing her. Suspected of kidnapping her when he was found shot in a Northeast D.C. park. So I do believe that you do make a point, but Relisha Rudd is not that point, because everyone, and even to this day, mm-hmm. people are still wondering where she is. But I appreciate your phone call. I want to go back to Derica. Derica, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I wanted to point out something with Unique's story as well. I know that Valencia, she covered a lot of points, but one of the other main points for Unique that Valencia can speak on is that she just moved up here. So this was an unfamiliar area to her as well, not being in the area for a long period of time. So I think if she even touches on that, I think that the element of the fact that she only been here for just a few weeks before she even went missing, not enough time to even get to know anyone for her to just vanish.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about black and brown missing girls here in the district. Anari, let me, I guess the thing that I think that is most disturbing is when you're talking about the kind of information, for example, that has come out over the past, you know, couple of weeks, where, as we heard Acting Chief Peter Newsom said, that the lion's share of these girls are runaways and that they are not associating this with trafficking. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Now, the reality of how the police chief gave us the information, like I stated before, seems to me as this was what he knows to be true. Mm-hmm. One of the issues that I want to touch on is that my perspective on this is that we, as the parents, as the community, as the people who are in the trenches, have to figure out a way how we can communicate and get on the ground and do something.
Communicate with whom?
Communicate with one another.
Okay.
One of the things that we've lost, in my perspective, is that we are not united enough anymore to really know what's going on with our children. If you listen to a couple of those babies that got up and spoke, where their heart bled so heavily was that they don't have a voice. Nobody's listening to them. Their parents are not talking to them. They don't know what's going on in the everyday of these children's life. A lot of these babies are on social media because they have too much idle time. And so I'm not trying to shift the blame off of anyone. But the reality is the call to order that I received was from Councilmember Trayon White, who said, we need to do something. He called me on my phone. We need to do something. We need to put something together. These voices need to be heard. We need to get everybody in the same room and get some perspective as to what's going on. And the reality behind it is, we want to know answers, but we also have to do our own work. And our own work is finding out those organizations like Blacks and Missing who have been in the work for this for a very long time. You have Courtney's House. You have the Exodus Project. And they have been in the trenches with this. And so I don't think that they're really getting enough leverage as to the knowledge they have. I spoke with Derica Wilson maybe two times, and she gave me so much knowledge as to what was going on in that community. They need to be heard. They need to be having these conversations with the police chief, because obviously he doesn't have the information that she has. And maybe they can share and collaborate, and we can find out how to get our baby safe. Because if somebody can walk up to my child in the middle of the street and snatch them or get them from a bus stop or get them on their way from school, then where is the disconnect? How can we figure out a way to protect our children? Okay, if we're saying that there's not enough police coverage, then what else can we do as a community?
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the missing girls issue here in the District of Columbia. Dwight, calling from...
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're calling from Lanham. What's on your mind?
Well, one of the things that, as a journalist, and I will not give my last name, but one of the things that I am concerned about that I have followed, certainly, is the level of human trafficking that does occur in the DMV. For those who don't know what DMV is, and if they're listening on the internet, that is D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. There is a disparate level that does happen in this area. And I think that if we had the proverbial complexion for the protection, as it were, that others certainly would be protected where we are not.
Okay.
Now, there's a twofold area if you want to.
Dwight, I've got to take a break, but we do see your point, and I appreciate your input. Before I do take this break, Derica, how can people find out more about your organization? Where can they find it out? Find it on the net.
www.bamfi.org.
Spell that, please.
BAMF. As in Frank I. .org.
Mm-hmm. And what about finding out more about your organization, Onari?
They can reach me on the internet via social media at healing_broken_wings_incorporated.
One more time, please.
I'm on IG at healing_broken_wings_inc.
As always, I'll make sure that that information is posted on WHUR.com. I've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Richard in Northwest, Fred in Upper Marlboro, Andrea also calling from Upper Marlboro. We're still taking phone calls. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the missing girls crisis here in the District of Columbia. Stay with us. Lines are still open. You'll be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3.